For a lot of LGBTQ people, it's still the case that coming out means giving up connections to family. And so chosen family becomes hugely important. Matthias Roberts is a mental health counselor in Seattle, and he hosts a podcast called Queerology. It's focused on queer people of faith. Matthias grew up in a conservative evangelical setting where homosexuality was considered a sin.
We moved to Iowa when I was 10, and that's when I kind of started realizing that I was gay. I always knew there was something different about me, but that was when, you know, puberty was starting, and realized, wait a second, like, I'm attracted to men in the same way that these guys in my Boy Scout group seem to be attracted to women, and what's going on.
How did you think about the eventual prospect of telling your parents?
I kind of vowed that I would never tell my parents. Didn't think that they would ever find out. I didn't plan to ever talk about it to anyone. It was going to be kind of like my little secret. Because I thought, I mean, and I believed that I could change my sexual orientation, that this would be just a phase, or that, you know, something was wrong with me. And if I prayed enough, or, like, you know, made enough promises to God that if I were to go be a missionary or whatever, then my sexual orientation would change and I'd get married to a woman and no one would be any wiser. But that's not what happened.
When did you first broach it with your parents?
So when I was 15, I was working at a small public library in the town that we lived in, and there was this fitness section that I would, when I'd be shelving books, I would sit in that section and, like, flip through, and it was, like, the only place that I could find, like, shirtless pictures of men in this section in the library. And I brought one of the books home with me. And had hid it under my bed. And my mom, when she was cleaning my room one day, found it. And I think things clicked for her. She called me downstairs and asked me, she's like, do you have this book because you're interested in getting fit? Or is it because you like the pictures? And I answered her honestly. I had it because of the pictures. Like, it was a 80s homoerotic guys for fitness book. Like, it wasn't full page spreads of men wearing next to nothing. Like, it was pretty obvious why I had the book. And I saw my mom's face just fall, but she also gave me a huge hug and said, we'll work through this together. Like, I don't know what to do, but we'll work through this together. I mean, they didn't know what they were working with. Like, they were just as lost as I was. But at the time, I felt cared for.
So how did that evolve over the next bunch of years?
We never talked about it much. Like, it was always this kind of hushed thing in secret, like, kept away from my sisters. My dad and I would meet at, like, 6:30 in the morning at a coffee shop to talk about my attractions and read scriptures together. And that kind of shroud of secrecy remained up until I started coming out to my sisters, which was, it was in my early 20s when that happened. And I had thought my parents would evolve along with me. I kind of kept them in the loop, being like, here's what I'm learning. Here are what other people are saying. Did you know there are other people out there who believe they can be gay and Christian? Like, I kept them in the loop on that until I started realizing pretty quickly I was hitting a line. And then past that line, and my parents started telling me, you're starting to believe lies, like, this isn't true, you're being deceived. And that distance started developing between me and my parents. But what started happening, it meant that I wasn't as forthcoming with my parents about my life. Things that I wanted to share with them but didn't feel like I could because their/our belief system prevented that. Like, I've had to grieve a loss of my parents because they aren't involved in my life. They don't really know me.
So where are you at the moment in terms of your relationship with your folks?
It's still evolving, and it's tense. My parents have been very explicit within the last year about what they will and won't accept in my life. And I am still currently trying to figure out what to do with that.
What are those lines that they've drawn?
I mean, they've told me that if I ever get into, I'm currently single right now. My parents have said if I ever get into a relationship, a serious relationship, then I can no longer be a part of the family.
What was that like to hear?
It was devastating. There were words that I never thought I would hear from my dad's mouth.
Because it had been a while at this point, more than 10 years.
Yeah, I'd been out to them for 11 years.
And have you thought about how you might handle it if that happens? I mean, if you find yourself in a relationship?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's a relationship is something that I deeply want and am actively pursuing. My hope is that my parents will shift. Like if that happens, when I get into a relationship, like, and it's serious enough that I'm ready for this person to meet my parents, I would hope that that line will stare them in the face and they'll be able to see what they're losing.
As you have gotten to know other LGBTQ folks, mm-hmm. what have you learned about how unique or how common your experience with your family is?
Yeah, it's incredibly common. And in fact, my experience has been pretty easy compared to most people, or maybe not most, to a lot of people. A lot of people have had their families just completely disown them, especially people in faith communities. And so queer people have to find other ways to get that emotional fulfillment that families are supposed to be bringing.
How did that work for you? How did you start to, I don't know, fill in some of those spaces that were left by that broken relationship?
In Arkansas, I actually started going to this little tiny yoga studio that was run by the wife to one of the Episcopalian priests in town. And they, Lori and Stan, pretty quickly became parental figures in my life. I started going over to their house for dinner. I started going to their church and found another way of doing life where I didn't have to hide any of myself from them. I don't think I had ever had adult figures in my life that I wasn't afraid of how they would respond if they found out that I was gay, because that was my entire world growing up. Love was almost conditional, and they showed me an unconditional love that profoundly transformed me.
So you said that your experience is not uncommon among gay and lesbian people. Have you found that these surrogate families, these, I don't know if that's a fair way to say it, but, you know, these chosen families and chosen parent figures are a big part of the culture of, like, gay life?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, chosen family is not an uncommon term in the queer community. It's a given, pretty much, that we all have our families of people that we know have our back, and we need them in order to survive.